Today on Take 5, we talk with real estate agent Kip Lohr. His company does about 70 short sales a year. We talk about the effectiveness of government programs for the struggling homeowner, whether real estate agents have a credibility problem, and how people who have gone through a short sale have dramatically changed their perspective.
Have you seen very many cases where the government program seems to make a big impact for the homeowner?
Well, there have been, you know, isolated pockets of folks in Central Oregon in particular that have been able to take, you know, advantage of some of the programs. There have been a handful of people that were in a position where that actually helped them. The HAFA program, which is the short sale component to the HAMP program, helping people gracefully exit their homes through the short sale or deed in lieu process. There are people that have been helped through that process. They've gotten a $3,000 home relocation fee, and that's been helpful. But as far as broad stroke helping everybody out there, you know, there's really not anything that has been proposed. Oregon has a new short sale assistance program, which allows folks to essentially short sale their homes back to themselves, I guess is the layman's easy way to look at it. I think that's a great program. It certainly is not going to help everyone. The hard facts are a lot of people are in trouble because they aren't making any money. They're unemployed. Their unemployment is going to be running out, or they're, you know, significantly underemployed. And so there's not really a program other than let's get some jobs in Central Oregon that are going to help those folks. And so I guess the short answer to the question is I haven't seen any programs that have helped as many people as there are out there that have need.
Are you finding as a real estate agent that you have a credibility problem? I mean, for years, many real estate agents were saying that values would never go down, and then we had such a huge correction. How is that working for you out on the street with credibility?
Well, that's a good question. I guess, you know, I have specialized in short sales for so long and hit people at a time when they're not thinking about the value of their home anymore. And they're looking to somebody to help them get out of their financial pickle. And I can tell you it's the first time in my real estate career that I haven't felt just a notch above or a notch below a used car salesman as far as people's perceptions. Feel like that those of us that are helping people through their short sale processes are helping folks in a way that transcends just a real estate transaction. And it's been, you know, really fulfilling. So personally for me, I haven't felt like a huge credibility problem. There might be some once bitten, twice shy once we get to a more normal market. But right now I haven't run into any problems with that.
You've seen a lot of changes over the last 5 years.
For sure. For sure. I mean, it's been a wacky ride. And I would say that, you know, my observance is that the clients that I've helped through the short sale process, it's been a monumental shift in paradigm for them. And I hearken it back. My grandparents were of the Great Depression era. And I can remember the stacks of newspapers and the tin cans and I mean, a garage full of stuff collected for the next time. And I would say that I'm hopeful that this has impacted folks in a similar way, where the choices that they make down the road when they purchase a home 2, 3, 4 years down the road from now is going to reflect a fundamental shift in the way that they look at their personal finances. And I already see that. I mean, when I first get into a living room with somebody, the very first thing I hear is usually, I'm never buying a house again. Once we're done with this, we're not going to ever, ever do that again. And then once we get done with the short sale process, they're more hopeful. But they've had to learn how to budget and, you know, see some hard times. And I think that that's been a good byproduct of the market that we've seen.
So having a supersized life has not always been all that it was cracked up to be.
Indeed. I would say straight across the board, people are being a lot more frugal. And I'd say, you know, nationwide, that bears out in people's having a lot more savings and a lot lower debt. But I would say also just as a fundamental paradigm, at least from my experience here in Central Oregon, people are more realistic. They're not having to chase the Joneses anymore. And they're being more content with the resources that they have.
Coming out the other end, do you feel that people have more gratitude for what they do have?
I would say 100% of the clients that I've had the pleasure of working with come out the other end, not only with relief, but a changed sense of what's important in life.
Thanks for listening in today on our conversation with Bend real estate agent Kip Lohr. Only on Take